Chapter 32. Emma. I bought a dress. Amy pauses, 1 foot poised to step into my apartment, her arms full of packages and bags. I still have a week and a half before the demonstration, but Amy is here to make sure I have a suitable outfit and don't need to go shopping this weekend. Her eyes fall from my face to the still sealed plastic shipping bag in my hands. It arrived yesterday, but I haven't been able to bring myself to open it. What if I'm no good at elevating my own appearance? What if this looks horrible on me? But also, what if it looks great? What if I could have been doing this all along and simply didn't try because I didn't want to dress like the rest of my family? Basically, I'm holding an existential crisis emblazoned with the bold logo of an online clothing retailer. Amy seems to be having her own crisis with the bag. I frown. Are you turning green? Her head pops up and her forced smile does not help the look of ill revulsion.
Nope. I'm great.
Did I do it wrong? Amy pushes past me with an exaggerated eye roll.
You haven't tried on the dress yet, so how can we know if you did it wrong?
I kick the door closed with my foot and follow her toward my bedroom, where I did at least go through the effort of making my bed this morning. Because you look like I asked you to kiss a snake.
Been there, done that. It wasn't the kissing that was the problem.
I stumble to a halt as her words process, then continue after her, laughing. She dumps everything from her arms onto my bed. Most of the bags are actually empty. What's with the bags?
We start prepping for the trade-in sale in 2 weeks, she shrugs. I'm going to gather up everything you don't want to wear so I can go through it and see what I want to keep before adding it to the sale stock.
How had I not realized that when Amy said she was all in on helping me find myself, that she'd really meant it? I drop the dress and lurch forward to wrap her in a hug. There's a pause before her arms wrap around me and squeeze, because I'm not usually the one who initiates hugs. She rubs one hand up and down my back.
Also, I need to sneak things into the storeroom a few pieces at a time, because if Mom and Aunt Jade find out about this, they're going to freak out.
I pull back. Will they be mad? What do I do on our birthday?
First, she says as she walks into my closet, I think it's time you stop using that as a decision-making benchmark.
Her voice gets muffled as she goes deeper into the closet.
Second, it might be time to develop a new birthday tradition.
She pokes her head out the door, items of clothing already draped over her shoulder.
Although I can guarantee it will probably still include shopping.
After my experience with Amy last week, that doesn't sound as daunting as it once would have.
And third, I think Mom and Aunt Jade are going to be more upset about us doing this without them than they are over you getting a makeover.
She exits the closet with several items of clothing and starts folding them neatly into a bag. Should we have called Mother last week? The idea makes my stomach clench, which only adds to my growing sense of guilt.
Last week was about what you needed, not what she needed. It's not a crime to consider your own needs every once in a while.
Her gray-green eyes find mine.
And if you tell me this church and God business means wrecking your mental health and self-confidence so someone else doesn't feel bad, we are never talking about it again.
Of course it doesn't. My words are automatic because I will not have Amy closing me out on this now. But my brain slowly comes behind and realizes it's true. When I was a kid, making everyone else happy was just a way to avoid an argument. Later, though, I think I took Paul's idea to be all things to all people the wrong way. It isn't about being like my mother and sister and aunt the way I was trying to do. It's about being the appropriate version of me for the setting, the way Carter had me do at the patron dinner. Carter. Tears spring to my eyes, and before I can blink them away, Amy's there.
Oh, honey, what is it? Did you wear that shirt to dinner with him? See a bird that he's painted fly by the window?
She turns her head and sniffs.
Is this one of his shirts? Did you smell his cologne? Confusion brings me out of emotional crumble. What? No, this is mine. I pull the shirt up to my nose and sniff. Do I smell like a guy? As she takes a step back, she gives a little shrug. No, but I'm not going to judge him if he uses strawberry body wash. I plop onto the bed. I was just remembering that fancy dinner we went to. The one you saw us at. We were outside the private room because he was telling me that he'd wanted to bring his girlfriend to dinner. Not a socially pleasant robot. Amy blinks at me. Is she about to cry too? That's really sweet. I know, I sigh. Do you think he'll be at the demonstration? If he's not, I'll go find him and drag him there myself. I laugh at the image. It feels good to laugh with Amy. You don't know where he lives. I'm sure Richie could get the information from Frank. She crosses the room to pick up my dropped dress package. The mention of Richie momentarily drives every other thought from my mind. I thought you broke up with him. She rips open the pull tab on the plastic package with a flourish. Exes are always good for at least two favors if they think it might get you back into bed. I can't even begin to decide how to answer that. The dress emerges and the color is just as rich as it was online. The bundle of flimsy dark green fabric spills into Amy's hand, and her full concentration is on the fabric. This is really soft. I know. I bounce off the bed with a grin. I went to the fabric store and just started feeling everything and making a list of what made me want to claw my skin off and what didn't. You'll need to share that with me. I thought you weren't doing my shopping for me anymore. She glares at me. That does not include presents, you ninny. Christmas, birthday, twin sister day. There actually is one of those, and a national twin day, too. Her grin is crooked. Let me guess, you heard about it on a podcast? Actually, no. I looked it up once because National Middle Child Day made me curious if there were other sibling days. Well, there you go. Two more reasons I might buy you a gift. They're both very close to Christmas. Of course they are. She unfurls the dress and holds it up by the shoulders. So what kind of fabric is this? I wince because she isn't going to like this. Bamboo lyocell? She blanches a little. I know you said to try natural fibers, and this is some weird semi-synthetic rayon blend, but hear me out. I grab the skirt and rub it in my hands. Feel this. It's amazing. I was thinking we could look at cotton, or there are certain wools. Yes, but this is cheap. Amy gives me a flat, blank look. I am aware. And if I'm going to experiment, I'm not going to waste a lot of money doing it. She blinks at me. That's why stores have fitting rooms. I snatch the dress from her hands and retreat to my bathroom. Her laughter is the only sound that follows. I slip the dress on and nearly dance around my bathroom. It's not too tight nor too loose. The skirt has a little more fabric and weight to it than I would prefer, but it's better than heavy satins and unbreathable silks, so I'll take it. The sleeves stop at the elbow, and the only thing keeping it from being a total sack is a decorative twist at the waist that sends pleats up the bodice. I open the door and stand there, waiting for Amy to notice. She looks me over quickly, then stares at my face. Slowly, she smiles, gives a little shrug, and says, "Long live bamboo lyocell." Then she ruins the moment by shuddering. Laughter spills from both of us as I twirl into the room. This may not be the prettiest dress I've ever owned, but it's one I feel like I can be myself in. That's got to be worth more. Let's talk shoes. Amy grabs a box from the bed. And accessories. My smile drops. I hate heels and those little bags she makes me carry. She presses the box into my middle. These probably cost 5 times as much as that dress, but for now, we're gonna roll with it. I slide open the box lid and gasp. Sneakers. Granted, they are very fancy sneakers with woven layers of white leather, but they are sneakers nonetheless. And this. She pulls a purse from one of the packages on the bed. It's truly a purse. Not a clutch or a pack of gum carrying case. If I packed it right, I could even fit my tablet in there. Not that I would often need to, but I could. The bag has a woven leather pattern similar to the shoes, but instead of being all white, it also includes gold and silver leather strips. I slide on the shoes and hook the bag strap over my shoulder, then turn to look in the mirror. Amy comes up behind me and rearranges my hair. Neither of us say anything as we stare at my reflection. I never knew I could look like this, could feel like this. Now that the fabric has been on my body a while, it feels a little dry. But unless they start making formal wear in the same material as my favorite leggings, this is as good as it's gonna get. What is Amy thinking? What will Carter think? Despite Amy's assurances, I'm not certain he'll come to the demonstration party. If he does, he's skilled enough at these events to completely avoid me if he wants to. Mom is going to flip. Amy's grin says she can't wait. But not as much as Carter. I'm counting on the project redesign to give me a chance to say what I want to say to him. I'm counting on this dress to give me the confidence to actually say it.